Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2020 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR and MZIQ platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. With us here today, we have Mr. Mauro Dutra, Banco PAN CFO and IRO, and Mr. Inácio Caminha, Head of Investor Relations and Funding. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Mauro Dutra, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Mauro, please, you may proceed.
Okay, good morning. Thank you all for being here with us in name of Banco PAN to talk about our results of the third quarter of 2020 and our presentation. We are, in a general way, very satisfied with the overall performance of the bank during this quarter. As we managed the bank conservatively, we advanced on our digital strategy, and we also delivered very consistent results in our view. I'll start on slide two, where you can see the highlights of the third Q. Starting with the average monthly origination, we originated 2.3 billion reais per month in this quarter, which represents 30% growth when compared to the same quarter of 19. Our credit portfolio reached 25.3 billion reais with a very good performance that we will give you some details during the presentation. Our earnings before taxes reached in the quarter 259 million reais, and in the first 9 months of the year, 677 million reais, which represents 40% more than we had at the same period of last year. With these earnings before taxes, we reached a net income of 170 million reais in the quarter and 485 million reais in the year, in the 9 months of the year, which also represents almost 40% growth when compared to 2019. With such net income, we reached 21.5% adjusted ROE in the quarter and in line 21.6 per year ROE in the first 9 months. And the accountant ROE was 13.2 in the quarter, 12.7 in the first 9 months, compared to 10.4% in the 9 months of 2019. Which is an important improvement in such metric. Our equity reached 5.2 billion reais in September, compared to 4.8 in September 19, and our Basel ratio reached 16.5%, which is full comprised for core tier one capital in this indicator. So moving on to slide three, we will then talk about the quality of our portfolio, the performance of our credit portfolio. Starting with the default ratios, the over 90 ratio decreased from 7% in June, in the end of the second Q, to 6.7% in September, in the end of the third Q. And the early indicator, the over 15 to 90 days ratio, also improved from 80.9 to 7.3. For this earning indicator, you have some details at the bottom of the slide where you can see this improvement has been consistent on a monthly basis since the peak in April 20. Also important to mention that we kept our very conservative approach in terms of credit deferment. We only postponed two installments of 13,500 clients, which represent almost 1% of our portfolio, and the subsequent overdue installments, 92% of the subsequent overdue installments have already been paid, showing the quality of the credit we postponed. Our credit policy remains conservative in terms of credit metrics, and we are comfortable with such policy to face the crisis and the economy looking forward. When you look to slide 4, you can see that the delinquency ratios are bringing lower provisions on our results. So we had the provision expenses compared to the portfolio of 4.8 in the third Q compared to 5.9 in the second Q. It happened because not only the provision expenses themselves decreased, but also the credit recovery was also better in the quarter, indicating that our portfolio is performing pretty well. Worth to mention also that our portfolio was kept at 94% in payroll loans and collateralized loans, which is mainly represented in our vehicles financing business. Talking about our digital strategy, on the next slide 5, we have our three pillars here. The first one is the digital formalization, in which we reached almost 70% of the payroll loans transactions formalized using digital tools. And for the vehicles business, we reached 96% in the quarter. We can say that 82% of all the transactions we made in these two businesses in the month of September were formalized digitally. The second pillar of the digital strategy is our digital bank, which is already a very complete experience for the client, and we are launching new features on a quarterly basis as we are talking with you investors. For this quarter, we launched the Poupapan, which is a time deposit with daily liquidity, pretty much in line with our clients' needs, and we are very satisfied with that. And we also started the registration of the instant payment PIX, which in our view will bring very much better user experience for our clients, which will allow us to engage more clients in our digital bank. Talking about our partnerships, we also would like to mention our diversification in terms of channels, products and channels. And in the diversification of channels, we are increasing the number of total partnerships we have here in the digital bank, reaching 46 in September, in the end of the third Q. So we are very happy with our digital bank and our digital strategy. We are advancing as we expected, and we are seeing the clients and partners more engaged with the bank and with our tools. I'll then let Ignacio go through our detailed figures, and then we can then talk about any questions you may have.
Great. So moving on to slide 6, we have the quarter results. So the main numbers and indicators. In the upper left corner, we see the chart showing the net interest margin, which totaled 1.4 billion reais, 20.5% advancing due to the increase in the core portfolio, also associated with strong spread levels. In this quarter, we assigned lower volumes than we did in the second Q. We already talked about credit provisions that decreased in the quarter. The other expenses totaled 715 million reais in this quarter, increasing mainly due to origination expenses related either to greater volume, also different mix, but including as well the effects of the digital bank. In personnel expenses, collective agreement also had an impact. So we got to earnings before tax of 259 million, 170 million reais net income, and finally the 21.5% adjusted ROE, a very robust level. The next slide brings the accumulated figures for the 9 months. So net interest margin got to 3.8 billion, increasing 28%. Credit provisions increased 19%, totaling 1.1 billion. Other expenses also increased 19%, totaling 2 billion reais. And these levels of expenses, in the end, they reflect the bank that changed in these 12 months. So not only about growing origination, but also more investments in technology and obviously the digital bank, which had no effect in the 9 months of 2019, for instance. Even so, we saw an important evolution in the earnings before tax, reaching 677 million reais, 41% above the same period of 2019. And we keep seeking more efficiency gains. Net income was 485 million, and the adjusted ROE 21.6%. Speaking about the adjusted ROE, on slide 8, we have the composition based on the accounting ROE. So this metric has basically two adjustments in the net income and also in the equity. The adjusted results, the adjusted net income, is calculated by excluding the excess of financial expenses from the legacy deposits. So that we would have, instead of the 170, 223 million reais in the quarter and 647 million reais in the 9 months. It's very important to mention that in this fourth Q, 20, approximately one third of these deposits mature. So they will have the accounting results. In the second adjustment, we exclude the excess of DTAs from the legacy tax losses, which does not allow us to leverage our balance. So we compare that adjusted profit with 3.9 billion of adjusted equity. Therefore, we come from the 13.2% accounting ROE to the 21.5% adjusted ROE in the third Q, for example. These are two simple adjustments, simple to understand and to isolate and better translate the bank's return in the margin. About origination, on the next page, we show the evolution. We see a record of 2.3 billion reais in the third quarter, advancing 29% in 12 months, totally almost 7 billion reais in new credits in this quarter. In payroll loans, we originated 1.2 billion reais per month, keeping the same level as we saw in the last quarter, which was already a strong quarter. In vehicle, we generated 672 million reais per month in the quarter, increasing 61% over the second Q, with a very conservative origination, maintaining a better performance than observed by the market. In credit cards, we also advanced significantly, reaching 511 million reais per month, reflecting here not only the partnerships, but also the first signs of the digital bank. So with that origination, we got to the credit portfolio on the next slide, which increased 7% in 12 months, totaling 25.3 billion reais. Structurally, the distribution of products remained similar, with payroll representing 52%, 13.3 billion reais. Vehicle portfolios ended the quarter at 9.8 billion, or 39% of the total. Credit cards reached 1.4 billion, also advancing, representing 6% of the total. And then we have the runoff portfolios that retreated significantly. So if we look at the core portfolio, which excludes these runoffs, we had a greater increase. So 4.4% in the quarter and 11% in 12 months. It is also worth mentioning that the relevance of payroll loans and collateralized loans account for 94% of the portfolio, and renegotiated loans are very small, only 0.6% of the portfolio. We also see here that originated portfolio, which includes the portfolio assigned to controlling shareholders, which ended the quarter at 32.6 billion reais. Talking about payroll on slide 11, we continue as a very relevant player with focus on federal codes. In this quarter, we originated 1.2 billion, 3.7 billion in total. Out of those, 94% regarding loans and 6% on credit cards. We maintained a very strong level of production in line with second Q when we had the influence of regulatory changes that allowed a greater volume back then. And then we also saw 69% of total origination made through our digital platform, which has been a very strong differential in the market, bringing more efficiency. Also, it will allow us to scale the B2C business. The origination remains concentrated in federal agreements, representing 95%, out of those being 84% of the Social Security program. We saw an increase in both portfolios, not only in the loans, but also in credit cards, totaling 13.3 billion. And we have seen recent other regulatory changes that will likely generate more opportunities in the short term, as we have already seen. Moving on to vehicles on slide 12, the portfolio increased 20% in 12 months, reaching 9.8 billion, with a very adequate level of loan to value and also term in these loans. The table show an interesting increase, reaching 672 million reais per month, a record in origination. If we compare to the market, the performance in light vehicles remained above, even with a recovery made by the market recently. But in motorcycles, the difference is very strong. So we see a relevant growth, gaining market share and maintaining absolute leadership for several months. It is also worth mentioning that our main objective here in this business is to originate with quality and profitability. So market share is only a consequence. And as I mentioned before, the digital formalization platform also advanced significantly in vehicle financing. We got to 96% of everything originated without paper. And this has been benefiting a lot the operation when providing a better experience not only for the partners but also for the clients. Moving on to credit cards on slide 13, the transactions increased very significantly, 64% in 12 months, reaching 1.5 billion in total. And here we see the impacts of greater issuance of cards sold through multiple channels. And we also see the first signs of the digital bank. We are very satisfied and see a lot of opportunities ahead. Another very interesting aspect is that our customers are increasingly digital. So whether in hiring the credit card or servicing or even receiving the invoices, which brings more efficiency and better experience for everyone. On page 14, we see the evolution of insurance premiums. We originated 35 million reais in premiums per month in the quarter, recovering significantly following the performance of vehicle origination, but also with the beginning of new types of insurance, for example, mechanical assistance that has been advancing. To promote more opportunities in insurance sale, we have started to offer payroll loan insurance with great potential for growth. And we also see the digital bank as an important to leverage this sale of other types of insurance. On slide 15, we see the evolution of funding, which closed the quarter at 25.5 billion reais, increasing 10% in 12 months. deposits as a whole increased participation, contributing to the spread of our funding, diversificating through direct customers, also independent distribution platforms, including as well institutional investors. And on slide 16, to conclude, we have the capital. We ended the quarter at 16.5%, entirely comprised by CET1, with showing a very strong level of capital that will allow us to move forward with our growth plans. Our strategy remains the same, to be a complete banking solution platform focused on credit for low-income population, intense digitalization, and diversification of products and channels. In addition to everything that we already do, the PIX and open banking will contribute to our growth and assertiveness in customer relations. So with that, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Mauro Dutra for his final remarks. Sir, you may proceed now.
Okay, thank you everyone on the line for being here with us. Just reinforcing, we are pretty confident with our strategy and very excited with the opportunities we see ahead. And see you next quarter to talk about the results of the 4th Cube. Thank you.
Okay, this concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.